Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friends, Americans, countrymen, lend me your taste buds.
Okay? Give it that mouth.
Let me tell you. Welcome to Hold Up, everyone. I'm one of your co-hosts. My name is Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show. Okay? I'm joined by... Okay, I didn't know if you were really going to let that pause sit there. All right.
You are joined by Dulce Lazaria Sloan. It is me. Welcoming you. Welcoming me. Hello to your ears.
All right, well, today...
Why do you always look so annoyed? It's not my fault your tongue don't work.
Look, my tongue works. All right? I'm using it right now to form words, so it works. If my tongue didn't work, it would just be a-tha-tha-tha-tha. But it's not. It's fully formed words.
Oh, if you have a tongue, if you don't have a tongue, you probably...
Yeah, if your tongue didn't have any muscle to it, it would just be hanging, and you'd be like... Oh, wow, wow, wow.
So we all just have a...
Yeah, you sound like Charlie Brown's daddy.
We all just have a... Yo, if I get a message from somebody talking about they don't have a tongue, I am gonna laugh.
Yeah, they don't have a tongue, but they got thumbs. So they know how to let you know how they feel.
Trabajando.
Yeah. Ooh, bet thumbs extra fast. Today's episode is about, in a way, in a sense, it might be, it might end up that way. If you start off just saying wild things, then maybe it's going to be about you and your opinions. But right now it's about chicken sandwiches versus burgers.
See.
Okay. Which place do you land? Ask yourself truly. All right. Do you like a nice, juicy burger in between whatever your favorite type of bread is? Brioche, sourdough. If anything that you like as a sandwich, this is the battle of the sandwiches right now. We got chicken sandwiches coming in. Do you like them chopped like a barbecue? Do you like them whole like some Chick-fil-A? What do you like? What is it, a filet situation? Do you just want to cram a piece of breast meat in between the two buns, sauce it up real good, and eat it up? Maybe that's your whole vibe. No sandwich is wrong in this scenario. It's just about which one is better. Okay?
So, Josh, tell the people, first of all, I'm going to give people time to guess. Play the music. Josh, tell the people where you stand on this, because I don't think that I think this is going to be like the chocolate and vanilla situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to think that they know, but they don't know.
Let me tell you, the prime and the superior.
Superior sounds racist, but go ahead.
No, it's a word. It can't be attached to the thing all the time. Some things are just better. Come on. Let me
tell you. So you out here just talking about the supremacy, the sandwich supremacy?
The full sandwich supremacy of the burger.
See?
All right.
Y'all knew he was going to say that. What else would he say?
Let me tell you right now.
Come on in.
A burger?
Come on in.
A sandwich as old as time?
Like Beauty and the Beast?
Yes, yes. The beauty is the bread. The beast is the meat. The beauty and the beast of sandwiches is too good. And it's too classic. And it's too versatile.
Bobby, best y'all heard in a while. Listen, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you only consider, would you mm-hmm. partake in a burger?
Okay.
That wasn't on a bun. Did you grow up eating burgers on buns?
It's a part of my life. Mm. I like to forget.
Okay. So you, okay. like me,
mm-hmm.
your mother didn't always buy buns.
Or we had the mismatch of bun to meat ratio.
That only happens with hot dogs.
No. Because sometimes you can buy, if you buy like packaged burgers, like frozen packaged
yes.
burgers,
yes.
you might get 12 in the box of frozen burgers. But then in the actual bun package, there's eight.
And then you got to do that. I remember a comic talking about that hot dog bun math. To get mm-hmm. to the point where you just, for the ways the numbers to get even, you got to buy 40 of each.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where you meet up with it. Okay.
That's why people at barbecues don't have a problem. Because they got so many that it lined up.
Right.
You know?
I can say that there were times where.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
You just
What'd your
made
buddy
me
do?
Remember. No, it's just funny. You reminded me of, I remember. In Chicago, I went to my friend's house and he was having a hot dog, but he just had the regular sliced bread. And I remember saying to him, I was like, oh man, we really are poor, huh? Because it's not like the hot dog bun is that much more expensive. You know what I mean?
Really?
It's like, it's really still just bread. But the fact that he was like, all right, dog, look, all I really got is these, what is it called? Was it bunny bread? He's like, all I really got is this bunny bread. And I was like, ow. Oh, okay.
But here's the thing, though. He's being the most cost effective.
Yes. Yeah, which you have to do when you are broke. Yes. I'm with you.
All I know is I got so accustomed to eating. Not that we didn't have the money, but a lot of times it was just down to like, I'm not a big bread person to start with.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
I do like a hot dog bun though. But a lot
really?
Of times, but a lot of time with hot dog buns, I end up pulling a lot of the bread off.
Okay.
Because you want a hot dog bun, one side's always thicker than the other anyway.
What?
Wait, so when they cook hot dog buns, the base of a hot dog bun isn't the bottom. The side of a hot dog bun is actually the bottom.
Okay,
so when it bakes up, it fluffs up, but then you're cutting it through the middle.
But then isn't that middle, so can't that middle be even sometimes? Because I feel
It's not always super even. What I'm saying is that.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times the hot dog buns, I end up pulling a lot of the bread off anyway.
Yeah.
But in with hamburger buns, sometimes it would be too much bread. So, because I'm not a bread person to start with. So when my mom would make burgers, she would do it with regular bread and I loved it.
Yeah, but
she because when people would buy burger, like, she bought burger buns one time for like, because you know my birthday is July 4th, so I've been to every fucking barbecue on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
She bought buns one time and they were for, like there were people that were coming. And I was like, okay, but did you get regular bread? And she's like, I got buns. I was like, but did you get regular bread?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I got buns. I said, that's not going to ask you.
That's not going to help me. I need the regular bread.
We got to smush this other bread to make this work. I don't want to do this with you. So what I'm saying is I prefer if I'm going to have an hamburguesa, like a restaurant, obviously you're not getting a regular bread, but like now that you can get a burger as a wrap, because you know I love a tortilla. So now that you can get a burger as a wrap, game changer.
Okay.
Game changer. Let me tell you.
Now, what I also want you to tell me is how the deeply stunted, I'll just say stunted because it's not its fault. It can only be one thing. The chicken sandwich. Tell me how that matches up in any way to the versatility that burgers bring to the table.
Before I address this attack. What I will do is prove, you prove to me
mm-hmm.
the versatility.
Okay. I can do it real quick.
Give it to me.
Temperature, for one. You can get a burger, depending on where you are. You know, not every place does it, but it is possible with burgers to get something rare, medium, medium well, well done. Temperature alone adds 4 times to whatever type of burger you want to have. You know what I mean?
Okay, but that's just the nature of beef.
Yeah,
no
but...
No one's cooking chicken.
Yeah.
At different temperatures.
No, we agree.
So, are you just talking about...
You can
about
only enjoy your chicken one way.
Cooked.
Yeah. But there's different levels of cooked to beef, which means there's different levels of cooked to burger.
This point that you're making right now
mm-hmm.
is so wild. It sounds like I said it.
Oh, no. This point that I'm making right now should be opening your mind.
Listen.
All right?
If you want, you can cook chicken
uh-huh.
at any temperature you want. Will you make it out alive? Who the fuck knows? But there's nothing stopping you from cooking chicken at different temperatures.
No. What's stopping you is it won't be it'll be nasty if you have rare chicken. You know what I'm saying? Even the idea right now is disgusting to me. Whereas,
how do we know?
What do you mean, how do we know? Don't try to get me to poison myself.
I'm just saying.
How do we know?
Has anyone tried?
Yes, and they've all died of salmonella poisoning.
Hey, baby, by sickness or by fitness, but you're going to get out of here somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
How you cook something.
Yeah.
Because I thought the wildest, thing was a steak being rare.
Yeah.
There is a lower temperature than rare. Did you know that?
Oh, blue. Yeah. That's horrifying. Blue is, I don't even play with blue at all. I don't even entertain the idea. Like, if somebody gets a blue steak in front of me, I'm like, I thank you so much for telling me you were a killer. For those that don't know, when you order something blue, it's literally just slightly touched on both sides by a hot pan to kill any bacteria and then serve to you like it makes sense.
The reason it's called blue is because it's still cold.
Yeah. It's not even seared to the point of sealing it and like it's not even like a rare one. Like rare is, you know, the it can potentially be cold in the middle. We're talking about a straight up steak that they were just like, we flipped it on the pan twice to get rid of any liability on our side.
Yep.
But if you want to eat it like this, go ahead, have at it.
But what's the difference between that and a beef tartare? Because beef tartare is completely uncooked beef.
Not only have I never entertained the idea of a beef tartare, I refuse to look at a menu or a plate with a beef tartare on it because there are people in this world, I don't understand them, and I don't think I know anyone personally. But the amount of people that I've seen have beef tartare with an uncooked egg on top.
Bro, I was just going to say that.
Is violence. All right. If you want to know what you can do going into 2023 to be a better person, not that.
Not that.
Stop doing that. Stop whatever doing that. Whatever led you there, seek the help you need.
Get out.
That is such a horrifying sight to see. To see a raw egg on top of some raw beef.
Bro.
And then to just see somebody go to town. The first time I saw it, I actually thought it was Fear Factor. I was watching a cooking channel and I thought, no.
It has no nerve to be on the cooking channel. You didn't cook anything.
I must have change the channel to Fear Factor. Joe Rogan is going to pop up in any second.
Any second.
Because this is a challenge.
Yes.
That should only be taking place on network TV.
Yes.
For the good of the money of the company.
Yes.
And then when I found out it was a quote unquote dish, I was furious.
Now there are people that are going to say, hey, this is a dish of my culture. Because I don't think this is just white people who eat this. I think people of color in places do eat this. So we're not shitting because, again, I don't want your fucking DM. As people who consume American food, right?
Mm-hmm.
raw beef will make you sick.
Yeah.
Because this is what I don't understand about this dish. Remember they would tell us not to eat cake batter because there was a raw egg in it and you might get salmonella?
Wow. I'm glad I talked to you today because I made it through my whole life without ever hearing that.
That's why you weren't supposed to eat cake batter. Did that stop me and anybody I know? Fuck no.
That's,
did I ever know anybody get sick? No. No.
I did not know that.
You think I got sick making a Duncan Hines chocolate cake because I put 2 eggs and 1/3 of a cup of oil in it? No. I'm here to tell the tale, okay?
Uh-huh.
I just, for one, just thinking about this making me nauseous.
Isn't it like, it made me burp in my mouth that, just now.
Right, like, what do you eat that? First of all, we're putting a sunny side up egg. You know why egg prices went up? Because all of these restaurants are throwing sunny side up eggs on a fucking hamburger. That's why the prices are going up on these damn eggs. That's how we ran out. And then somebody, were you the one that told me the real reason?
I don't think so.
Because people were like, oh, it's avian flu. And somebody was like, no, the subsidies are gone. We were doing, so there were
that
subsidies.
That wasn't me.
Okay, there was, I can't remember who told me. There were egg subsidies for poultry farmers. And they ran out. And so the prices shot up because the government subsidies went away.
Okay.
I don't know if this is true. What I'm saying is, we're doing a lot with burgers, right?
We're doing a lot. Yeah, the chicken sandwich.
So one, the chicken sandwich, you get your option. You can, you know, some people do a breast. Some people do a thigh. I love a chicken sandwich. I just, they're one of them thighs.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I prefer dark meat.
Okay.
I will buy a pack of chicken thighs.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm buying chicken, I'm buying chicken thighs. I'll buy chicken thighs, ground chicken, or leg quarters. That's my order. And so this is the thing about chicken sandwich. You can have it fried. You can have it grilled. You can have a chicken salad sandwich on a croissant. That's always nice. Mm-hmm. So you're saying the different temperatures that you can get of meat, of beef, right? There's different styles of cooking for a chicken sandwich, right? So like, you don't often, I mean, it's like a country fried steak or like a milanesa torta. Like, you don't really see a lot of like breaded beef.
Mm-hmm.
But we bread chicken all damn day, right? And my least favorite chicken sandwich is the grilled chicken sandwich. Because my least favorite way of having chicken is grilled chicken.
Okay, but
because if you get grilled chicken, it's usually a breast. And the breast is the driest part. If you gave me a grilled chicken thigh sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, yummies. Okay, so I just want to make sure that we're clear. Do you think that the chicken sandwich is more versatile than the burger?
Yes.
And you're saying that's because of the styles of cooking. So you're saying that...
You just gave me temperature and tried to say it was versatile.
It is. It's a totally different experience to your
mouth. Right. And the difference of having a chicken salad sandwich compared to a fried chicken sandwich is definitely a different experience in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the versatility. You're giving me temperature. So we're both talking about cooking methods. It's still beef. It's still chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
One is fried. One's grilled. And one is cooked. And then, you know, you make a little salad out of it. So we're talking about versatility. But I'm saying is there's more that's... A burger is grilled, right?
Yeah.
Burgers, for the most part, aren't getting deep fried.
Okay.
And no one's, because we do pulled pork sandwiches, but no one's doing pulled beef. Because the chicken salad sandwich is basically a cooked chicken breast that you pulled apart. So basically, chicken salad is pulled chicken.
Okay.
Pork is the only one we pull, though, by name. But everyone else is out here just getting stretched out.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's also something to be said for the different grades and types of beef, which I actually think range farther than chicken, because you can correct me if I'm wrong, but to my knowledge, it's like there's dark meat and there's white meat. There isn't chicken that's like, oh, yes, this is Korean chicken specifically, right?
There's so, like Wagyu beef and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But again, that goes to the nature of the meat that you're cooking. Because you know how you can make ceviche? Where you're using like lemon juice, literally it's cooking the fish or lemon. And I thought, I always thought ceviche was a con job, honestly. Because I remember my Uncle Joe making conch salad and he's squeezing like a tomato and like lemon and lime juice and cutting up stuff. And I was like, he just saw me. I said, Uncle Joe, that's not cooked. He said, no, the lemon juice cooks the meat. And I said, no, Uncle Joe, heat cooked meat. So for me, my little 9-year-old brain was like, Negro, you're not going to tell me that fruit cooks shrimp. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You tell me the acidity in a lemon made meat, made a shrimp pink? Nah, dar. And it wasn't until I saw somebody make it where I was like, okay, I mean, sure. You know, that's if that's how you live your life, that's the God you serve. I hear you. But this shit is still wild. So the fact you can't use lemon juice to cook beef. You can't use lemon juice to cook chicken because it's just the nature of the meat. So there's different types of chickens. But I think when it comes to the store, it's just here's chicken. Like you have like the first time, like I saw a black chicken at the Ranch 99 market in LA. Like black skinned chicken.
Okay.
Have you ever seen this? These African American chickens?
No, I have not.
It is. I mean, they call them black chicken, but the skin's like purple almost. And the lady, very nice Asian American woman, and she had it in her cart, and it was like me and some of my friends. We were like, ooh. She's like, oh yeah. She said it's good, you know, to make soups. It's, you know, it's good for women's health. And I was like, right. Cool. But KFC ain't never gonna be frying up. Church's chicken is never gonna be frying up. Some purple skinned chicken. Because everybody would go, the fuck is this? Because Americans would believe that they just, I would think the skin was artificially colored. Because I've only seen chickens one way. We are talking about the nature of the meat. Because if the, even if there are different breeds of chicken, no one's telling us that. Because you got your Angus beef, you got your Wagyu beef, and then you got your regular beef.
Yeah,
but the only reason we know that there's different types of beef is because people have decided that there's higher price points on these other cut, on these other...
Yeah, the grades, yeah.
Species, but I also like there's grades and then there's species.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like an Angus cow is a different kind of cow than like a dairy cow.
And then was it Kobe?
Yeah, there's Kobe, there's Wagyu.
Yeah.
Angus. And these are just differently bred. It's like breeds of dog.
Basically. It's also range, though. It's also range.
I'm not saying there's not range, but it's like, it's just, we have to acknowledge it's just the nature of that animal. Like, we make, you know, you're like aged beef.
Yeah.
Which I've always been confused about.
What do you mean?
Like, this beef has been aged for 90 days. I'm like, so this meat has just been out.
Yeah, but they have to, there's, I can't remember what it's called, but there's something delicate about the process where they do have to like let it air out. That's why they have those smoke houses, why they have some of those.
Well, smoked meats is like different because it's like there's certain processes you do with certain animals. Like, you know, we make sausage from pork. Now we're doing chicken sausage.
Yep.
You know, we get bacon from pork and apparently now we're doing turkey sausage. We all know turkey sausage is a scam. And that's why we've got
turkey
beef
bacon is the real scam.
That's what I said. Turkey bacon is a scam. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Let me say this about burgers for a second as well, is that I acknowledge that there is in both good and bad ways a range with burgers. I've had truly, fundamentally, unequivocally disgusting burgers. Okay. I've had burgers that I'm like, y'all shouldn't be allowed to put bread next to meat at all. Not even in the freezer. Okay. And then I've had burgers that made my day. Sometimes it was the pick-me-up I needed. It lifted my soul. All right. It was the soul food that I needed. I've had burgers that when I bit into it was so crisp in all the right places, was so perfectly buttered on the bun, was so like absolutely crunchy at the tip of the meat where it's pressed against the grill that it made me want to pray. Say my grace again. Okay. All right. And I've also had chicken sandwiches. And in my experience, chicken sandwiches have less of a range, both in versatility and in like just the general vibe of, I mean, to your point, yeah, breast meat chicken sandwich is going to be mostly the same thing outside of the seasoning.
When you know? I had a chicken thigh chicken sandwich for the first time, I was like, why is everybody not doing this?
I would put the best chicken sandwich that I've ever had up against the best burger that I've ever had. And I think I would confidently serve both of them to people and let them decide which one they enjoyed more. And I think they'd come back and tell me that the burger was true, true fire.
Wouldn't that depend on where you got the burger from?
What do you mean? In like a blind test?
What I'm saying is that we've all had good burgers. We've all had bad burgers. We've had good chicken sammies. We've had bad chicken sammies. I'm just saying that. I feel like sometimes we give burgers more credit than they deserve. That's just what I think.
I'm with you. Look, you're allowed to your opinion. I just think that when it comes to juiciness and when it comes to grip, because let's spend a quick second talking about the grip of a sandwich. All right.
When you're holding on to that thing?
When you're holding on to that thing, all right? When you have the Sammy by the love handles, okay? Side to side.
Okay.
I think that for me, I've seen less slippage with burgers than with chicken sandwiches because the chicken sandwich was not necessarily made to go in the patty form, even a filet.
First of all, I love how you say filet. Because I feel like the rest of us are saying it wrong. I feel like all of us are not giving it the respect that it deserves.
Well, that's very kind. I appreciate you appreciating it.
Hey, man. These filets.
Mm-hmm.
Get up in these filets. I love it. Well, this is the other thing about burgers.
Okay.
That I don't think you're, because you brought up the temperatures of meat.
Mm-hmm.
But you did not bring up the types of meat that can be burgers.
Okay. I mean, I thought I did, but maybe I missed something.
No, because you didn't talk about the turkey burger.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't talk about the veggie burger.
I mean, I wanted to level the playing field somewhat. Because now, if I hit you with veggie burger, turkey burger, I don't think chicken has a chance.
Listen, first of all, we all know turkey burgers are trash. No one likes them. No one likes them. You eat them because you have to, because your doctor told you that you're going to lose a foot.
You eat them because you're in trouble.
Yes. Veggie burgers are because vegetarians can't hold on to the fact that they can't eat whatever they fucking want anymore.
What about a black bean burger?
This is the thing that's still a veggie fuck. Because the thing is, a black bean burger still has rice and carrots and other shit in it. You didn't make a whole patty out of black beans.
Okay.
It's still... I remember when the Boca burger came out. Changing niggas' lives. Okay, these impossible burgers. We may get sued, but I'm telling you, there's meat in that bitch. There's meat. We've all had impossible burgers said, you won't lie to me today. You will not, impossible. Yes, I know you niggas put beet juice in here. So if I cook this rare, it's going to look like blood is coming out. A lot of these, like these veggie, I remember asking a nutritionist, like my nutritionist, or my old nutritionist. I was like, question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have these veggie sausage patties? And she said, let me look them up. I was thinking, I told her the company. And she looked them up and she looked at all the ingredients.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'd rather you eat pork.
Wow.
I said, what? She said, this is a chemistry test.
Wow.
She said, this is supposed to be the alternative. She said, there's so many chemicals in this. She's like, your body can break down pork. This? She's like, just eat the meat.
Wow.
She said, don't eat a bunch. I mean, like, obviously don't eat the whole bag, but like, she said, two of these. She said, yeah, you look at the calories and stuff like that. She said, but there's so many chemicals in here.
So many additives. Yeah.
So many chemicals, so many additives, all this other stuff. She's like, just eat regular sausage.
Wow.
Because your body can break it down. And I was like, she's also the one that told me that fruit was a carb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I said, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Fruit, Miss Lady, is fruit. He said, fruit is a carb. I said, eh. You telling me that fruit and bread? Man, that ain't the same thing.
In the body.
In the Bible.
There. Like, sometimes I don't even know why I try. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm like...
Dude, I've never felt so much like my mom in a moment. Wow. When I just said that back to you. In the body, in the Bible.
So.
That made me so happy.
Yeah, I mean, shout out Marianne Hill, you know?
Yo! Brah, 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 Marianne Hill.
In the body, there are fruits that process like carbs.
No, it's all a carb. All fruits, because like when I was started, because like my other nutrition was telling me, it's like, I can't have, do you know, I lost all this weight. I couldn't have tropical fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know what I couldn't have that'll surprise a lot of people?
Hmm.
Grapes.
Really? Why grapes?
Because he says grapes have as much candy, as sugar as candy.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. Especially you can pop them real easy. You can pop them like candies. Mm.
You ever have cotton candy grapes?
I've stayed away from them. I don't want to like a new thing.
Let me tell you something. Put them in. You said it was in the fridge for a good minute.
Yeah.
Cold. Like cold or like pop in the freezer. Don't let them get frozen because the frozen grapes are disgusting. But also probably crack a tooth. But. Some cotton candy grapes, cold.
Yeah.
You could sell them at your carnivals all day. But also, who the fuck asked for this?
In science.
Who asked for the grapple?
Science.
But the thing about the grapple is that grapples don't smell like grapes. They smell like purple. Grape flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Grape flavor don't taste like grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Grape flavor is what purple tastes like.
I feel like every fruit can't be a carb. Like there's no way the avocado is that's such a fatty fruit.
Well, it's technically a fruit, but every fruit's not a carb the same way that, like, every fruit's not sweet. Like, technically, cucumbers are a fruit, but
yeah, but who? Sweet. Yeah. What kind of lunatic would put that in a fruit salad?
Did you ever hear that quote? It's like, being intelligent is knowing that a tomato has a fruit, but common sense is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad.
I did see that, yeah. And I think that it did sum up what intelligent was.
I heard it in high school and I was like, damn, y'all really be out here just thinking about shit.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to ask you a question about accoutrement.
Okay, okay.
All right,
okay.
All right. About toppings.
Truly.
About sides.
I can tell you, I dated a man.
Mm-hmm.
Dated a man. The one that the Hawaiian tried to propose to me, well, asked me to marry him. Two different things. I saw this grown man order a burger plain.
Yeah.
Just ketchup and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to get out of this.
Really?
I gotta get out of this because he eats like a child.
Just ketchup and cheese, though? Like, what is it? Because he didn't get pickles?
It just was the vibes, and it was just like, also, he was like, I want to go somewhere completely different.
Yeah.
And he was stressing because, like, I don't want to eat a burger in Hawaii. I want to eat something else, anything else.
Yeah.
I want to try maybe Hawaiian food, right?
Yeah, a roast.
Just anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a spam, what is it, mashubi? Any taro, something.
Don't laugh while you do it. Something.
Oh, it wasn't a laugh. It was pure frustration.
Oh, okay.
Right? Give me something. Something. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so... he keeps stressing me about this basalt burger. I take a bite of said burger. He's expecting my eyes to, you remember that scene in Pulp Fiction where they open the suitcase and the light comes out?
Mm-hmm.
Or in Atlanta when he opens his J.R. Crickets box and the mm-hmm. light from the lemon pepper wings hits him?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he thought was going to happen.
Mm.
I took a bite. Un-fucking-pressed. And I knew I was gonna be. Because when I saw him hold it, I was like, this ain't.
It's not doing what you think it's doing.
It's not giving what it's supposed to give. It wasn't goving what it's supposed to gove, okay?
That is where it comes to taste and where it's hard, where even when I recommend places, like I did it even before we started recording, I recommended to everyone that works on this podcast some burgers that I hope they even like, because now if they don't like them, they'll be like, well, Josh's mouth has gone haywire because he loves these and this is not good. His, you know, mouth. What I mean, so
I said to my mother one day, she said she doesn't mm-hmm. like pomegranate soju, right?
Okay.
And I told her her mouth is broken.
Mm.
And then she proceeded to tell me that my tongue is flat. And I can truly tell you I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know if that means the same thing as what you just said, or...
I said, your mouth is broken. She said, your tongue is flat. And I was like, again. I don't know.
You've lost me. Yeah.
I love my mama. But also, when I heard it, it was, I must defend myself.
And... This is where I think the burger starts to edge its way out past the chicken sandwich is with the toppings, with the way that.
What is a topping?
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
What is a topping that you can put on a burger
mm-hmm.
that you cannot put on a chicken sandwich?
Oh, this is why I say edge out, though, because there is no can't. I'm just saying if there's ketchup and mustard on a burger, I'm enjoying myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want or need ketchup and mustard on my chicken sandwich.
Ketchup and mustard don't go on a chicken sandwich.
But do you see what I mean? How, like, in those situations, I start to feel like the burger is edging it out for me, because it's like, if I want to enjoy the tanginess of some mustard, I can put that on my burger. Whereas a chicken sandwich doesn't. No, I don't need that.
No, you can.
You can.
Okay, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily enjoy ketchup.
Okay.
The only time I eat ketchup, I almost said eat, so I don't know why. Only time I eat ketchup is on a hot dog.
Yes, you mentioned that before. Yeah, you told me that.
That's the only time I eat ketchup is on a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or a McDonald's cheeseburger, because that's how they do them.
Yeah.
Right? So there's not a lot of situations where I even eat ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
You can put lettuce and tomato on a chip. One of my favorite things is a fried chicken club or deluxe fried chicken sandwich, where you get your lettuce, tomato, your onions, your cheese, maybe sometimes even some bacon,
mm-hmm.
tocino, you know?
I'm with you. I just feel like in a burger, you know, there are things like, for instance, this is another one where this is where it starts to get outlandish. You got to go to your cheeseburgers for this. You got to go to some of your other, like, dine-in restaurants to get this. But
have you been to a cheeseburger?
Oh, yeah.
Where are those at?
There's some in the South. There's not that many. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's that many to begin with, but I had one in my college town in Shreveport, Louisiana. And then there was one in an airport in, it definitely wasn't Jackson, but I was in an airport in the South and there was a cheeseburger.
Now, I will say my favorite fast food burger place is Whataburger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good.
To the point that I was in the Dallas airport and it was in the other terminal. And this is one of the few times I'd gotten to the airport at a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked I think it was like round trip, like 30 something, almost 40 minutes.
Gee.
To go get this burger before I went back to LA.
This is my thing. Those places, right? Mm-hmm. That have either the good burger or the special, and I call a topping usually a condiment. To me, it's really just condiments that are toppings. But to me, a topping like an onion ring is something that you see on some burgers sometimes offered, and I've had it before. And I'm not gonna lie, the way they did it was just right because it wasn't.
Yes.
It wasn't chaos, right? It wasn't a hard onion ring that was going to be crunching and fighting as you tried to eat your burger. It was actually a really nice flat onion ring that was perfectly breaded and went right under the bun onto the patty. And with every bite, you got a little bit of onion, and that's how you got your onions instead of diced. And I thought that was great. And if I was eating a chicken sandwich, I don't think I'd ever mix an onion ring with a chicken sandwich on the sandwich.
I can tell you the time that I have to have a burger.
Yeah.
Is when it's a special time in a young girl's life.
Oh, I can see. Yeah, I've heard that before.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is.
Yeah.
But it has to happen.
Look, I'll tell you right now.
What?
There are certain chicken sandwiches that do make me a bit weak.
Tell me about that.
When there is hype around a chicken sandwich, I don't know what happens to me.
Popeyes.
Not even just Popeyes. It'll be anybody being like, hey, our new chicken sandwich, I act like I haven't had chicken before. I'll get in a line.
You'll get in a line.
I'll get in a line. I won't get in a line first day. I'm not going to get in the longest line. But I'll wait in the line to be like, let me go ahead and see. Just in case it's my new favorite chicken sandwich. It never is.
Have we talked about, as a society, because I don't think we truly have not processed COVID yet.
No.
The fact that we've all been collectively traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
But have we talked about, as a community, the pure on brawls around?
Okay. Yep.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich. And then when you finally got one, you were like, this is just a sandwich.
It's just a sandwich with the same seasoning that you
There should have been now a person outside of a Popeye's yelling racial slurs.
Yeah.
These lines should not. What I don't understand is I don't remember how it got to that point.
Now, society's been breaking down for quite a while. I'll tell you right now that It was in 2020, anywhere from 2016 to 2019, we changed as people. In those 3 years, I feel like there's just been a breakdown of just how we talk to each other, how we look at each other, what we want. I think we're talking about some lost people right now, you know, and not just because they lined up. I'm talking about the fights. I'm talking about the slurs. I'm talking about the level of hype that you even let come around a chicken sandwich from a place that already sells chicken. So you know what their chicken sandwich is going to taste like.
Also, didn't they already have?
I think they had before, but I don't think they basically just ran one of the best marketing campaigns in the history of people because it was
this
really like
taught in business classes.
I couldn't even understand how people were so swept up in it because I didn't have one for maybe 3 months until after it came out. Yeah, and that wasn't me trying to avoid it. It's just I live in New York and there's a Popeyes near me and there was a line there one time, but then they stopped selling it for a little while. And it was, you know, yeah, it was crazy.
I just couldn't I just really could not understand why people were like, I just could, like, it's Popeyes is good,
mm-hmm.
but it's not fist fight in a parking lot. I think, I don't know if they've created scarcity.
I mean, truly ask yourself if you've ever bitten into anything worth losing a tooth over.
No.
Then I think we have our answer. I think we're all there now.
So I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
With the chicken salad, you can get a wrap, you can get it on a croissant, you can mm-hmm. get it on toast, you can get it on regular uh-huh. bread, you can get it on a bun. So there's diversity in the bread. Then the way that you cook it, it's fried, grilled, it's a chicken salad sandwich. You can get white meat, you can get dark meat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of versatility for the chicken sammy, right? You can get it in a wrap. It's very good. I'll just say for burgers, sometimes they're too thick, sometimes they're too thin. Issue of the, there's a lot of times where I've gotten to the point in the past 10 years where I stopped ordering things medium well. I mean, well done.
Okay.
Because that's just how we grew up.
Well, end up dry.
Well, that's just how you grew up. Now I get things medium well, but sometimes you get things medium well, people think it's medium, and then you just end up with a murder show on a bun.
Yeah.
So I can't handle seeing bloody meat.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's just who I am. Yeah.
Okay. So in closing, friends, Americans, countrymen,
lend me your
taste buds.
Okay. Give it that mouth.
Let me tell you. I had to ruin it.
You wanted me to.
Let me tell you about the power and the overall supremacy of the burger. Okay?
Like, once again,
from
these terms.
From its taste to its temp. From its type to its titillating on your taste buds factors, all right? The fat, the salt, the acid, all of the delicious things that come with cooking meat well, it gets taken to another level with a burger. Now, yes, you can have a turkey burger if you want. Why would you do that? You can have a veggie burger, all right? Nutritious option. But the burger reigns supreme. And with that, we kick it over to you, the listener. What are you really feeling? What do you like to bite into? Is it a nice, juicy burger? Is it a scrumptious chicken sandwich? You let us know, all right? Because we care and we want to know who you think is right, all right? If you're looking up, catch up with us in other places. I have my own podcast, The Josh Johnson Show. It comes out every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're looking to catch up with Dulce,
you can catch me on this podcast. Wild, huh? Hold up.
y'all have a great day and a great weekend. We will catch you in the next one. Hey everybody, it's Josh here. I'm going to be doing stand-up on the road as part of the freshman tour. On March 10th and 11th, I'm going to be in Kansas City at the Kansas City Improv. You get your tickets from their website, improvkc.com, or in the link that we provide. And then after that, I'm going to be in Fort Collins, March 31st and April 1st, okay? So it's not a joke. I'm really going to be there, and I'm going to be doing a show for you if you come. You can go to their website, comedyfortcollins.com, or just check out the link that we provide. Dulce is also going to be on the road.
Dulce is going to be out here in the streets at the Grand Rapids Comedy Club, February 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and in the mall with your uncle at It Laugh Seattle, March 3rd and the 4th. I'm just out here trying to just have older men take me to Rainbow. Hey, what are we doing for your birthday?
I don't know yet.
Gonna be in the mall with somebody's daddy?
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.